Hey, how you guys doing? This is Jason Williams, aka Charm City PT, here with another podcast for you guys today. I have a special guest in the building, my friend Aaron Galloway, who started Pump the Bump, which is a really cool social media page for fitness and pregnancy with women. Welcome, Aaron.
Thank you so much for having me.
Awesome. So first and foremost, tell us about your background. What made you... For who you are and what made you start Pump the Bump and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, as you said, Pump the Bump is a social media community. It really is a collaborative group of moms and trainers who are all looking how to support their health and wellness goals during pregnancy. And, you know, prior to launching this, I'd been doing similar work with moms, but mainly in school. So mm-hmm. I'd been doing a lot of parent-child communication, classes and workshops in schools, both at Ohio State University mm-hmm. and Johns Hopkins University. Okay. So the relationship predominantly in early childhood education and how to nurture both moms and kids was just naturally in my background.
Yeah.
So when I launched Pump the Bump, I did it strategically. So it wasn't about me at all, which was really unique.
Yeah.
It was just about giving shout outs all day, every day to other women who were really committed.
Yeah, that's what's really, I mean, I didn't know anything about it until I met you. Mm-hmm. And then I went on and I saw it and I was like, wow, this is cool. You know, and we met about how many years ago I think it is now?
At least four or five,
yeah. Right? Maybe like 2014, mm-hmm. 15,
give or take.
Something
yep.
like that. Yeah. Yep. So tell us about, what's the spinoff of Pump the Bump?
Mm-hmm.
Like since...
Yeah, so Pump the Bump, you know, it had really grown at the point at about maybe 50,000 followers. Uh-huh. I realized that all these moms now had kids.
Right.
And so they now had kids and they were circling back to me and sharing stories that they could be so active uh-huh. prior to having a child and during pregnancy. And now they were really frustrated.
Okay.
They had a child, their schedule had to change, they had to compromise their goals, they couldn't get their body back.
Mm-hmm.
And to the place that they could be as active. And so I just started to think, like, how can kids be involved in it?
Right.
So I created Sweaty Mommy Survival,
okay.
which was all about how to survive motherhood right. and get sweaty at the same time.
That's awesome. So that's cool. You've covered the prenatal
mm-hmm.
and now the postnatal, right? And
yep.
it. So that's pretty cool. Do you have any plans to kind of create programs around both or anything like that, like either prenatal for like program for moms mm-hmm. or postnatal, like actual things that people can do?
So the prenatal space has become pretty concentrated. There's yeah. a lot of people who are getting a certification.
Uh-huh.
And so what I really want to do is just help moms be really savvy about other programs that are in work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to help you get into the right mindset. I want you to prepare for all the challenges that are going to come postpartum mm-hmm. and then decide like what type of program you want. Because I don't want to be a competition. I
right.
want to help moms connect to what yeah. services are best for them.
So that's awesome. So you're like a one-stop shop type
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then I help women think through, like, sure, you can set up a baby shower, but if you want to have a healthy, active family, let me help you think through the products that you're going to want to have at your baby shower that reinforce the active lifestyle
yeah.
that you want.
Oh, that's smart. That's really cool. What are like some commonalities with like Pump the Bump that you see? Like, you know, you have all these posts, you see all these moms working out, you know, before pregnancy and all that mm-hmm. stuff, or a while during being pregnant. What are some commonalities you see just, you know, in terms of what keeps them motivated and things like that?
So one of the number one motivators is moms feeling like they are going to be an inspiration to their future child.
Okay.
They really want to be able to look back and tell their child this story of how they
cool.
chose to be active and they thought about their child's health even during this period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel really inspired about being a good role model to their kid. And that's one of the ways they consistently say that they're proud that they could keep going.
Yeah, that's really cool. And it's cool to document it now. That's one thing mm-hmm. that's nice about social media in this era
yep.
is that you can actually see it and kids can see and that motivation. What about afterwards? Any commonalities afterwards? that you say?
Absolutely. Women struggle consistently that, you know, they used to be able to do 6 days a week, 5 a.m. workouts, right? And now they can't.
Right.
And so how do they redefine what is success? Mm-hmm. And I help a lot of women as part of my shout outs, just saying, it's okay. Whatever stage you're at right now isn't forever.
Uh-huh.
And just allow yourself to work through this time period. And it, whatever form of movement that you're doing
mm-hmm.
is keeping some level of that muscle memory still there.
Right.
So if you're now just walking when you used to be a diehard CrossFitter, that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it's not forever. It's just a point in time. So just don't stop.
Yeah.
Keep going in whatever capacity can work for you.
Yeah, that's great. So what are like some motivation tips that you can also give for any mom, I guess, whether it's prenatal, postnatal, whether it's a physical workout, whether mm-hmm. it's anything, what can you give? Maybe like two or three tips.
Sure. So I can share a couple of things that I did with my daughter.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, she really loved having some sort of mantra. So I created, even before she could talk, I created for my daughter a phrase that's, I'm smart, I'm strong, I'm brave, and I'm happy.
Oh, that's
and we
cool.
said it every day. And so to have moms like figure out a phrase with their kiddo that
that's
they
cool.
could say either while they're brushing teeth or before they get dropped off at preschool or daycare, you know, something that you feel motivated, right, as a person saying it, and then to hear your kids say it back is also really motivating.
Wow, that's cool.
Another tip is to involve your kids.
Yeah.
So, right, it's easy to come home and want to flip through your phone and kind of put up your feet. If you're a working mom, it's
mm-hmm.
like you say, okay, I just want some time to myself. But my daughter was always the one that would say, okay, can we get out the yoga mat?
Right?
Like, can
great.
We go do something? And so engaging your kid is motivation to, again, even if it's 10, 15 minutes, do something with them. And then it's like a reciprocal motivation back to yourself to keep going.
You almost created like a culture there.
Exactly.
Like with your child, which is great. So now like they almost hold you accountable.
They do. I say your child can be the best personal trainer you've ever
had. Right. No, that's great.
Because they don't want to sit down. They
want
to be involved in
move.
You.
Yeah, that's awesome. What's your goal with Sweaty Mommy Survival. Yeah. As I try to get that one out.
Yeah. So my goal is to create like a program or curriculum that moms can actually either do individually or they could maybe do as part of a play experience.
Okay.
So I also want to be able to support gyms and studios that want to have better relationships between moms and kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll have my kettle mates. So I'll have, you know, a couple of physical products. Along with, like I've come up with scavenger hunts that you can do and, you know, other little trackers for habits that you can share with your kids. So that way, it's more of an experience to help you and your kid think about health and wellness, not just only one point in time.
Right.
It's just throughout your day you can talk about it.
That's cool, and we'll get to that product in a second.
Yep.
We're gonna circle back a little bit because we were talking earlier about, you know, just even through Pump the Bump, how you notice how other countries and how they view pregnancy and fitness and working out and being healthy. How did that affect you, and then how in versus America? You know.
Yeah. So back when this really started, women in Australia were the first to catch on to Pump the Bump.
Wow.
No question.
Uh-huh.
Not only do they have better care during pregnancy, they have better care after and postpartum, just as part of the health,
part
of their health care.
Yeah.
And so it's also part of a lifestyle. So
here
it was very much only the women, and over there it was a family. So when we would talk about like what women would do in order to keep themselves healthy, over there it was like, no, as a family, like wearing your baby and going somewhere together, like on a hike.
Yeah.
It wasn't a gender thing. It was a family
Everybody
unit.
Did it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So I noticed that over here, women felt really isolated because, you know, they may be the only one woman at a gym that was trying to do this. And so it was a much more isolating experience for women.
It's almost like you need like a male Pump the Bump.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because to kind of reinforce that, like, okay, guys, you know, if you're a stay-at-home dad, you know, you can still do stuff, you know, go run with the kid or, you know, in the stroller, all that stuff, like, you know, stroller strides and all of course, but it's almost like, you know, you need, that's a nice little spinoff, you know, that I think that, you know, other countries have that we just don't, you know, here it's so segregated, I feel like.
It is.
Which is odd.
Yeah, it's unfortunately very segregated, and to your point too, it's also about looking at the phrase co-parenting, right? Whether you're married or a partner or whatever, it's co-parenting.
Yeah.
And so, right, the dad has to feel just as comfortable as well as the mom in order for this to work.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, the moms would reference, like, my husband gets to keep going to the gym all the time, and I have to change my experience.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting. That's a lot to think about. But it's good. It's good to bring up that conversation, right? So that, you know, more males and females can realize this is a team effort. It's like, you know, it's a give and take. So let's talk about the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, tell us about this fun Kickstarter that just reached the goal.
I know. Right? So exciting. Yeah, so when I created Sweaty Mommy Survival, I happened to look out into the market and said, okay, so all these women now want their kid to be active, but they basically just want their kid to mimic what they're doing without any equipment. And I was like, how has no one thought of this? Like, let's create some kids' equipment. And so I looked all over the internet and Googled, and there is one set of products that has been the only product on the market essentially since I started Pump the Bump. Now, since then, there are some other things that have been put out there, but they're mainly for, like, the other end, which is if you're a CrossFit family and you really want your child to start, like, really lifting weight.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's nothing in that middle that, for me as an early childhood educator, that's about creating the habits and thinking of mindset, right? That's setting the stage for your kid to be a future athlete.
Yes.
And so I created the KettleMate, which is
That's awesome.
Kid's plush kettlebell that isn't about teaching your kid to lose weight or gain muscle. It is purely about habit and happiness and getting your kid to be excited about movement.
Yes.
And just establishing, like, a true foundation.
Yes. And it's that whole, you know, when kids are little, they want to do what you want to do. You know, and it's like, well, I cannot lift the weight. But it's like, well, I mean, it's heavy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, but now here's your version.
Yep.
And that's crazy. There wasn't much, I mean, I always tell people, like Fisher Price my first, you know? So but it really isn't my first for in terms of workout equipment. Mm-hmm. So that's great that you're doing the KettleMate. So I guess for that, is it going to be programs for that? Are you going to do, like...
I do definitely want to get to that place. I actually have, I'm in conversation with preschools and gyms that have the child care center to say, like, let's develop a program. Let's do something that helps people who are taking care of kids for a significant amount of time also be involved in teaching these kids about movement.
Yeah.
And I also want to incorporate, I created little cartoon characters to go with it. So then that way, you know, it's more of not only will your child see the KettleMate, but maybe on your refrigerator, they'll see a positive message from the same character.
Uh-huh.
And then when they go to track certain habits that you want to have in your
house,
they use the same characters. So it's a way to create common language.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about habits and good tracking and setting up systems for kids.
That's
they need
awesome.
That.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. I mean, I wish, like, this was something, we had this, like, you know, at least 10 years ago.
It's true.
You know, I mean, even now, I mean, it's 2019, we don't have anything. That's, like, crazy, you know?
I know.
With all the technology and everything, you know?
Yeah, and I want people to get off screens more.
Yeah.
So instead of just saying, is right, an early childhood educator saying, get off your screen, if I'm not going to offer you an alternative, even if it's for 30 minutes a day, right, the default is going to be back to a screen or not knowing what to do.
Yeah.
And when I was talking with my daughter's preschool teacher, you know, she was giving me all these ideas of how, you know, a classroom can really be improved if you think about wellness as part of the curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just really exciting to think of all these unique ways in which teachers and parents and people that, you know, are in gyms can all use some common language for kids and create consistency.
Right. And what age group is that? Like, you will use that?
So I'm mainly focused on 5 and under.
Okay.
It's also because I really want to use it as a tool to help with kindergarten readiness.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you are someone who knows how to follow instruction, if you know how to regulate your emotions, if you know how to regulate your behavior, you are going to be more successful in school.
Right.
So how can fitness be this way in which kids get excited to learn these skills?
Yeah, that's awesome. So what's your vision? The big vision question.
Oh my gosh. I do see this as a complete culture shift.
Yeah.
I see the way that we talk about, you know, people will say now, right, about child obesity. I see looking up 5 to 10 years from now and initiating a program that's going to shift those numbers.
Yeah.
Because families are going to be more active. Kids are going to know more about their bodies and how they're in charge of them and how their mindset is important. And they're going to be able to continue that on.
Yeah.
So that's my big dream is that, you know, the rates that we see that kids are sedentary and on screens and unhealthy is going to shift.
Yeah.
And it's big, and you've got to come to big, crazy idea in order to change that pattern.
Or not necessarily a big, crazy idea, right? Just something that's not...
I guess that's true.
That's not new. Right? I mean, no, your idea, is it crazy? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But no, because you're just, you know, like anything else, you're the first person to do it.
Yeah, I'm just
you
talking...
You know? Which is amazing.
And it's exciting. I used to, you know, come up with business ideas that weren't like in my zone of genius.
Yeah.
And people were like, wait a second. If you spent all this time in early childhood, why are you not doing something with that?
Right.
So I just figured out how to incorporate my two passions.
Right. There you go. That's awesome. Where can people find you? Where can we... if we want to send questions to you, where can we find you?
So the easiest places are sweatymommysurvival.com. So if you want to go to the website. Or we have really active Instagram accounts. So Sweaty Mommy Survival Instagram account. Or if people catch on to Pump the Bump, if they're during pregnancy, I manage all of those. So finding me is pretty easy. I spend a lot of time on social. But yeah, it always comes back to me. So
all right, cool.
It's easy.
Awesome. Well, I really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you again. And yeah, thank you for coming in. So be sure to follow Aaron and Pump the Bump and Sweaty Mommy Survival. And thank you guys for tuning in. And have a great day. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.